You can always, I believe, accelerate your progress by finding somebody who has done what you want to do and that can help you accelerate and get there, avoid some of the mistakes, you know, help you navigate some of the challenges, because they're going to be there. The challenges are going to be there. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, and I'm here with another segment of Whiskey Wednesdays with my main man, Mr. Dave Cebulich. What's up, brother?
Hey, buddy. How you
ready
doing?
Ready to go?
You said it, man.
All right, let's do it.
Let's jump right in. Oh, we got a little, who we got today? What do we got?
We got Jim Beam Black Extra Aged. So we're just kind of going like kind of just, you know, fundamental whiskey, yeah. Jim Beam.
Right, we got there. A lot up there. We're going to have to get through. So,
hey, we got the new studio. We got loaded up. We better keep going on this this podcast, I guess,
right? Hey, all right, let's get going. Favorite sporting event. I want to ask you what your favorite sporting event. And you could, it's, you know, NBA Finals, World Series, World Cup, Olympics, March Madness. I don't know. What do you?
I mean,
NFL, Super Bowl. What do you?
I love.
You got to give me three.
Okay, football is
so but like the season or
no NFL playoffs. Let me just go playoffs.
Right. Okay,
NFL playoffs. Right. Love the NFL playoffs. Love March Madness. Yeah. We just got done with that.
Yep.
And then one thing that I always look forward to, Kentucky Derby. And I just got back from Kentucky. Oh, I'm so excited. That is such a fun, like the funnest.
That's awesome.
The most exciting 2 minutes in sports, they say. And it is. I love it. I love the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
Interestingly, it's not like I ever really wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby till I was just there and I saw Churchill and I'm like, man,
it was awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't been there, but I've seen it too. And
so that's like fresh on my mind. I'm so looking forward to it. I'm having a Kentucky Derby party at the house, and you know, you're invited. You can come over and
we'll dress up, wear a hat.
we're not. I always wear a hat. I'm always got my hat on.
I might wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah,
party.
Yeah, they I don't see too many cowboy hats at the Kentucky Derby. They're wearing like the flowery hats. Yeah. But
awesome.
Pretty fun. What about you?
I would say, not in order, because I'd have to really dive in and think about this, but the World Cup. I love watching the World Cup. Mm-hmm. It was so much fun this year. March Madness for sure. And I love the Olympics. I think the Olympics, I just love the passion for these, you know, just normal people that make it and just do amazing things. So I think those three are awesome. I have gone to the Indianapolis 500, and that was awesome. Mm. I mean,
never done anything like that.
I mean, we got to go in on pit row and into the garage and down. I mean, it was a crazy experience. I mean, the 300,000 people there at that event. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. So,
we got the Masters going on right now.
I know.
We're right in the middle of the Masters, kind of watching it start up. Yeah. And so that's always a good one too. That would be an honorable mention for me is the Masters.
Yeah. I love all those events. I think, I mean, there's so much buildup too. I think that's fun.
History, and then you get build excited up. The competition of them. It's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, good. All right. Well, I got a long-winded question. And I'll read that in a second, but, I wanted to talk a little bit about experience. So I think experience in every aspect of business and professionalism and sports is super important, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I you know, we love basketball, and so we're kind of involved in that a little bit. But it's you know, college basketball, they love experience, and they don't necessarily love having to take a young player and get them going, especially with the transfer portal and develop them and all that stuff. They love somebody that can come in and maybe has some experience. And I think that's changed whether you like it or not. And I don't like the transfer portal, but anyways, but experience.
Hey, we're talking shorter rows.
Just throwing that out there.
In case somebody
wants to know. Anyways, but experience is so important. And I think our listeners should know, and people that are considering diving into something that maybe they don't know much about or have experience in, they can look to somebody that has experience. And you have more experience than anybody in the industry. You've been doing it longer than anybody, not only as a Vodacy company, but also as an owner of short-term rentals. The other thing that I think is so important that, I don't know this, but I'm going out on a limb, but I don't believe that everybody else out there and the people who are working in this, you know, space all own short-term rentals. And we do at Vodacy. So our sales coaches, our strategy coaches, all the people inside corporately, we all own short-term rentals. We're part of the game. We understand it. We know the challenges. We know what people are going through. Yeah. So I think when people are looking for somebody, a mentor and a coach, I think that's so important, and they understand how important experience is.
I once heard somebody say, you know, you're most qualified to teach the person you once were. And I think that sometimes that's, and I love it. I think it's, yeah. I think it's absolutely true. But the problem is, I think people are like, I'm going to teach somebody that I'm just one step ahead of or two steps ahead of. They don't realize that there's some challenges ahead that they're going to have to navigate, and they're going to have to navigate somebody that they're mentoring or coaching through challenges that they may have never been through. Right. And I think that that's where experience really comes in, finding those mentors and coaches who have done what you're trying to do, right? If in our world, in short-term rentals, owning short-term rentals, like, we don't teach anything else. I don't teach how to co-host. I don't teach how to do rental arbitrage. We could teach that. We understand the game well enough that we could actually teach that, but we've never done that. We that's not how we make money. So I think it's important to find a mentor or a coach. And we're talking about the short-term rental game right now, but this goes in life in general, right? I'm a big believer in coaches. You are too. We grew up in athletics. We've had coaches our whole lives, right? And I spend a small fortune every single year on mentors and coaches. And I'm very specific on who I hire for what they're doing that I want to do, right?
Super specific. I think that's important. You reach out to somebody who... Yeah. You want that specific attribute, and that's important.
I think there's some responsibility on the front end when you're looking for a mentor or looking for a coach to say, don't look for the cheapest one. Don't look for the one that has the best ads or the best, you know, the packaging or whatever else. Look for the person who's actually doing what you want to do. And if that happens to be, you know, if you want to build a business and they've never built a business, or if you want to take your business to $100 million a year business and they've only done a $10 million a year business, don't hire that person. Hire the person that's doing what you're doing, and make sure they've been doing it long enough where they've had some ups and downs, where they've actually failed, where they've actually had to come out, you know, where they've crashed and burned and they've had to come and rise from the fire, right? Because eventually you're going to have challenges and you're going to have to fight that dragon around the corner. And if your coach or mentor has never done that, you know, that can help you accelerate that or help you avoid it altogether, you're just might as well do it on your own, right? Yeah. You're going to learn one way or the other. And so I think that that's where it's really important. And it's really interesting as I started getting into the coaching and mentoring game, realizing that we like this, and it just kind of grew organically. We wanted to do it with, you know, we were doing it with a handful of people, never thought it would grow into what it's grown into. And then having the philosophy, and because some of my coaches and mentors and some of the people looking from the outside looking in, they always tell us, hey, you could build a fulfillment team. You could hire people for a fraction of the cost that you do.
Right.
But our entire team does, they practice this. We do it, right? Yeah. I don't know that there is anybody else in the industry that has built an entire company around people that are actually doing it. Right. From the very bottom to the very top, everybody is doing this. Right. Like, you know, we've got all our entire team who buys vacation homes, owns them, uses them as builds them for passive income, all those different things. And so not only at the top are we doing it and helping people, but also, you know, if we're going to build a fulfillment team and coaches and everything else, they better be doing it too. Right. I think it's really important to look at all of that. And I, you know, we're talking about it from our view of this world and our point of view with Invodacy. The advice goes way beyond this aspect, right? It's saying, okay, you know, you can always, I believe, accelerate your progress by finding somebody who has done what you want to do and that can help you accelerate and get there, avoid some of the mistakes, you know, help you navigate some of the challenges, because they're going to be there. The challenges are going to be there. And really dialing in the fundamentals. You know, somebody with a lot of experience, you know, it's really easy nowadays, especially with ChatGPT and writing books and everything else for people. Right, and to it's like,
pretend, you know, like you are an expert.
And it doesn't mean that like their information is good.
Yes.
Like I see a lot of stuff that is really good information. As far as the knowledge itself, it's really good. But where I find a lot of times, and it's not just in our spaces, it's across the board right now, because when I'm hiring mentors for, you know, I was never a coach. I hire mentors to teach me how to be a better coach, how to be a better mentor, how to be able to deliver a better experience for our customers on the coaching side. So when I'm trying to navigate who I'm hiring there's a lot of people with a lot of good information, and they struggle when it comes to executing because they don't have the experience executing. You know, it's kind of that world where you can talk a really good game and there's a lot of really good information and they have these beautiful packaged programs and all this different stuff, but they've never done it, or they've been doing it for 5 minutes.
Right.
And if they've been doing it for 5 minutes, and the market has not had a shift on them, and they haven't,
or challenges.
Yeah. And they haven't had to, you know, they haven't crashed and burned and come out of the you know, there's plenty of people who have crashed and burned and they disappear. Do you want that as a mentor? Or is there people that have gone through some ups and some downs and they come out stronger on the other side? That's who you want. And it doesn't really matter what world you're, or what aspect of coaching or mentoring you're looking for. The experience is critical because without experience, it's going to be really hard when they help you execute on whatever path they're talking about, because the path itself is fairly simple most of the time.
Right.
Execution is a lot harder.
Well, and I listened to one of our strategy coaches' calls today, actually. And it was Randy. And the prospect, the person who was considering Vodacy, asked specifically, word for word, said, how many properties do you have? And Randy said 4.
Yeah.
And he's super successful. He does an amazing job. But that's so impactful for somebody that, you know, conversely, if he just said, well, I don't have any. Do you know what I mean? So you're trying to teach something that you don't know. Like, no, I've been in this game. I know acquisition, setup and management, marketing. Yeah. I know all these things because I'm doing it. And I know how important this is. So that was super great.
I thought it was a great question by the prospect, by the way. And I think he was a little shocked.
Exactly.
Randy,
yes.
And Randy, we were looking and listening to call review, always making sure that because we want to know what's going on, right? Our strategy coaches are an extension of us.
Yeah.
And we're making sure that we're really giving good strategy sessions, giving good advice. And so we're really watching that stuff. And it was interesting. And Randy did a great job of he said 4 and told him how much he loved it, but he didn't brag about his portfolio and he could have because Randy's
he's
made
super successful.
Randy's super successful, made over 7 figures with his portfolio so far and on his way to the next 7 figures. And in a short period of time, you know, and so it's interesting, but I thought it was interesting because there's not that many people that could have answered that question like that. And our entire team can,
Exactly. So I don't want to belabor it, but I think experience is super important.
Yeah.
I mean, even like as a parent, you're a parent, you've been through a lot of those things and challenges and tough times that you teach your kids because you've been there. You know, when you tell your kids, like, whether they believe you or not, but you tell them, like, I promise you, I know what you're going through. I've been there. I've done that. That's exactly what we do in our world is, you know what? We've done that. We know how to get through those pitfalls and stuff. So
and
it's important.
And sometimes they don't listen, right? And sometimes they actually have to test it and realize that they crash and burn. But guess what? Because we've got the experience, because we've had to crash and burn ourselves, we know how to help them get back stronger on the other side, right?
Yeah. So awesome. Good experience. So super important. And I'm glad we have it. And I'm glad that you've been in this for so long, because I think it's super beneficial. So
there is one thing that can make or break your success with short-term rentals, and that's your ability to provide your guests with an amazing night's rest. We're taking all of the guesswork out of selecting the perfect mattress system. Personally, I have these custom mattresses in every one of my short-term rentals. We love them so much that we even got them in our own personal homes here in Utah. So visit VodacySleepSystem.com and use the promo code PODCAST. It's all caps at checkout to get 55% off.
I got a good question today. It's a little bit long, so I'll kind of read it, but paraphrase at the same time. But says, I was talking about different financing options with somebody the other day, and he mentioned there's a way to buy the seller's interest rates from them in some scenarios. I imagine this only works or happens with the right seller who's taking their chips off the table or downsizing and is willing to basically collect the interest from you instead of the bank. But curious if you ever seen this or what this looks like. So, you know, in our time now, interest rates are high. The seller is in a place that, hey, maybe I can negotiate a little bit with the great interest rate that I've, you know, been able to secure on my house. And what does that look like? So, and it's an option, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's seller financing options, right? And being able to, and it's absolutely an option right now. When I started my career, that's how I accelerated my progress into this game. Again, I found a mentor that could teach me how to do it. I'd never done any sort of lease options, subject to seller financing, all that stuff. So it's a skill set you're going to have to learn. But there's a lot of sellers out there right now. They're selling properties that have financing in place that's really low interest rate. Mm-hmm. And so in theory, in practice, you can go out and negotiate with that seller. And it doesn't always have to be they're taking all their chips off the table and they're going to sell or finance it for you. That is an option, right? There are people who own the properties free and clear and they're like, hey, listen, I'll carry the contract for you and I'll finance it for you at 5%. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather have that than something else, blah, 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 right? So you have to realize there's a lot of different avenues with seller financing. There's a lot of different ways to structure it. But there are ways really that you can go out and negotiate with these sellers right now. And you can say, hey, listen, you've got X amount of equity. I'll give you, let's say they have $50,000 in equity. You give them their $50,000. You take over the property subject to the seller, the financing that's already in place. They don't have to carry it for you. You're taking it subject to, you're just leaving the financing in place. And there's ways to structure this, right? There's ways to do this. When I started my career, my first 3 years in in real estate investing, I never got a loan. Right. Like I wasn't really lendable, right? Yeah. And so I had to really get good at that structure and being able to go out. I wasn't lendable. I had to go negotiate with these sellers. And now we're seeing that it's coming back on the table. The markets have softened a little bit. Some sellers are sitting on properties a little bit longer. If you can help them get out of that property, give them, you know, their equity, they can go put it into another property. Something and depending else. On how they're financing it and what their bank is looking for, they can probably show a write-off on that debt to income as far as a wash because you're now paying that debt, right? And so mm-hmm. it's no longer their obligation. It doesn't even hurt them on the back end. So when you really understand the game, you can help sellers solve a big problem and you help yourself so that you're able to take over a property, put some money down like you would a down payment. Maybe they don't even want a lot of money down. Sometimes you do it with way less than you'll ever put on your actual regular down payment.
Right.
And then you take over a 4 or 5% mortgage, you know, you're golden. Everybody's happy. It's a win-win-win for everybody. And it's understanding and educating yourself again on somebody that actually teaches. There's lots of books, lots of people who teach this stuff. We're going to have one of the biggest guys coming in, going to be on our podcast here shortly. Pace Morby is coming in and does subject to financing. And he's a great mentor and coach for that type of skill set to come in and really finding somebody that understands that 100% as an investor. If you're buying any sort of investment, short-term rentals, long-term rentals, multifamily, anything else, this is absolutely a skill set you should have in your wheelhouse when you're negotiating and trying to take over properties and purchase properties, because it's going to help you accelerate. And in the environment we're in right now, it's really, really beneficial for you because rather than going and putting financing in place at 7 or 8 or 9%, you can go get a 4 or 5% or less, depending on when they had that financing in place on the property. And most sellers don't know this. And some of them are going to tell you, no, I don't understand it. I'm not going to do it. But the better you understand it, the better you can explain it to them, show them how it works for everybody and where they can continue to move on and get everything they want out of their house.
Yeah. Good. No, that's great. So a little sports, best sporting events ever.
Yeah.
Showing what important experience is and a little bit of a subject to a little seller financing stuff, today's episode. So
we kind of covered a lot of that's a lot perfect. Of bases.
That's awesome. All we got today. So great episode. Thanks for all your advice and everybody. Thanks for watching. So,
all right, guys, well, we'll wrap it up. You know, as always at the end of every episode, I appreciate you joining us, spending your time with us. We know how valuable it is. If you have questions, make sure you DM us on whatever platform you're watching or listening on. We'll make sure we put them in and Dave will have them written down for an upcoming episode and we'll get them answered for you. And then the final two things that I ask you at the end of every episode is, first, if you like the show, you know somebody else who would love to be a part of these conversations, share the show. It helps us spread the word, help the other people walk into this game with their eyes wide open. And then if you're, whatever platform you're watching or listening on, if you have more than 30 seconds, like, give us a thumbs up, give us a review. Those things help us grow the show and spread the message. And then the final thing, most important thing, go pick that one thing you can do today, start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends. Cheers, brother.
Cheers, buddy.